Welcome to Deception in the Last Days with your host, Randy Shelton. Randy is a member of the Biblical Discernment and Research Center. He has been studying cults and new religious movements for over 30 years. Join Randy as he discerns the deception going on now in the last days.
We've been looking at a series I entitled One World Government, One World Religion, and One World in Deception. It's really based on five current events that have come across my path in the last several months. And we've looked at three current events, and we've now been looking at a fourth, which involves something known as the Conscious Life Expo, which is a major New Age event in the Los Angeles area. And I get notifications whenever they have their program taking place, their conference taking place. And so this, of course, is just one of many building blocks that's helping to build a one-world religion, which will be part of the Antichrist's prophesied program that's coming, or events that's coming, the one-world government, one-world economy as part of that, of course, and the one-world religion. So all of these current events here are just some of the building blocks that are moving towards that time that is inevitable according to the Word of God, and which should cause us to get out and proclaim the gospel, complete the Great Commission, share with people the truth of Scripture. Don't ignore the 20 or 25% of the Bible, which is prophecy, that so many pastors and Christians do these days. But let people know that God is a God of love, but He's a God of justice. And proclaim the love of God, and for them to flee the wrath to come, because God will have to judge this world eventually, just as He judged the world in Noah's time, just as He judged Sodom and Gomorrah. I can assure you, He will one day judge this world. And I'm so thankful that there is no judgment for me, there is no condemnation, because I received the gift of pardon through my Lord Jesus Christ. And God cared enough to send Christ, not only for the whole world, but even for me. And so, you know, John 3:16, for God so loved the world, He gave His only Son, that whosoever shall believe in Him or trust in Him would not perish, but would have everlasting life. They would not perish eternally, but they would have everlasting life eternally. So praise God for the gift of salvation, but thank God that we have a responsibility that we need, and as time is running out for this world, we need to be ready to share the truth. And I have the distinct blessed privilege of sharing some of the things that God's given me insights into false religions and prophetic things taking place based on His word and current events, not due to any, you know, prophetic gift or anything of that nature, because, of course, I personally believe groups like the New Apostolic Reformation movement that claims modern-day apostles and prophets, I believe that they are prophets. They're false prophets, and that can be proven. So I believe that we need to look at the Word of God to find the prophetic truths that He wants us to find there in that 20 to 25% of the Word of God that is ignored, amazingly, at this time in history by so many Christians. So if you're out there sharing the truth, keep up the good work. You know, He wants us to share the gospel, the Great Commission, and He wants us to defend the faith, apologetics, discernment ministry. This is what He's called His people to do. We all have different gifts. We all have different, IQs. You know, we all have different ways that we can serve, but we all need in some way to help get out the word that Christ is coming, judgment is coming, and no one needs to face the judgment of God because of the mercy and the love of God. So anyway, we, like I say, have been looking at some of these events, and I want to get back to, I took a little sidetrack after we mentioned that Marianne Williamson was the keynote speaker of this major New Age event, one of the building blocks for the One World religion. And so I took a little side trip and showed the connectors to Marianne Williamson, not only in the world of the New Age, like Oprah, although some people, even still to this day, think Oprah's a Christian somehow, but also to others and who claim to be Christian, and those that are supporting and empathizing and supporting them. And, you know, God knows everybody needs salvation and God's mercy, But we've got to speak up so others won't be deceived. If people refuse to hear the truth, if they have itching ears, if they stiffen their neck, that's on them, right? I mean, but we've got to speak out and share the truth as we have opportunity. And I thank again the Lord for this opportunity. And I thank you for joining me tonight. Now, I want to go over this Conscious Life Expo and some of the speakers. And I've done this with other New Age events in the past. For those who listen to me perhaps on a regular basis, you know that. But I'm going somewhere with this. As I say, I want to keep you in the loop of what's taking place out there, because it is amazing, if not alarming, and I don't think we should ever really be alarmed, since God's in control. Some people like that term, alarming. did I get your attention, everybody? This is alarming. Okay. Anyway, for those that are lost, it's going to be alarming, and I guess I've beat that horse enough. But let's just look at the workshop schedule. I mentioned Marianne Williamson. Here's a gentleman, Robert Perala, whose topic is extraterrestrials and the origin of the soul. And then there's a panel discussion on psychic mediumship, messages from beyond, and a panel discussion on ancient aliens. Remember, some people think Marianne Williamson, the keynote speaker for this, needs to be supported and recommended and encouraged. There are Christian, high visible, so-called Christians who promote this woman, Marianne Williamson. Then we have Danyon Brinkley, who, of course, claims to have had near-death experiences in return on several occasions, and he's very New Age. Grant Cameron, Consciousness, UFOs, and Reality. J.C. Gordon, How to Become the Universal Mind. Eric Von Däniken, The Gods Were Astronauts. Boy, I'm surprised he's still with us and still alive, because he's been hawking that stuff for years. Karen Reese, Tune Into Your Own Psychic Abilities. And then the Nori Forum, Cosmic Questions. George Nori, of course, coast to coast, late night radio talk show, very popular. I assume he's still popular. But here's one that really jumps out at me. Progressive Activism, Political Synthesis. Gee, can you imagine that? Can you imagine that at a New Age Antichrist spirituality event, there would be a panel discussion on progressive activism, as in progressive, like left-wing political kind of stuff? That's why lately I've talked a lot about politics. I don't really like to talk a lot about politics, but these worlds are kind of superimposing on each other as you find the Antichrist, or when you find doctrines of demons and demonic entities in deceiving people. They are, of course, working towards this one world religion, and part of that, of course, is going to be liberal Christianity. This has been going on for quite some time, but it's really been supercharged through progressives, as so-called progressive Christians, and the emerging church movement, and other such things. But progressive activism. So, you know, for all those progressives that claim to be Christians, who knows, maybe some of them were sitting in on this panel discussion here at this event, the Conscious Life Expo. Linda Moulton Howe, she's a big name. Secrets in Antarctica. Tracy Ash, The Avatar Revolution Initiation. Hanson C., Birthing the New Humanity. Wow, is there any end? Panel discussion, UFO, ET influences in human evolution. Ascension, living in 5D, five dimension, fifth dimension. The Power of Transformation, Anita Morjani. Becoming Cosmic Messengers, Elizabeth Peru. Billy Carson, The Fractal Holographic Universe. Paola Harris, Consciousness Connection to UFOs. Rabbi Ariel Tzedak, Extraterrestrial Life in the Bible. I guess I could go on forever, couldn't I? Well, there's just a couple more, thank the Lord. There's actually a few that I skipped, believe it or not. Stephen Bassett, Talking Tom DeLonge and to the Stars Academy. And I believe Tom DeLonge is a rock star who has an interest in ET and UFOs and such. And then finally, here's Basnar, Soul Evolution, Earth and Interplanetary. I believe Basnar is actually a spirit, supposedly. that's channeled by someone. Of course, there's always those. At these kind of conventions, you'll find somebody channeling somebody. But I believe Bassner, that kind of rings a bell. There's been so many of these spirit entities. And, of course, you don't know. Is this all a sham, a scam? Or is this really a demon speaking through this person? It doesn't really matter in one sense, because the information coming forth is going to deceive your soul either way, whether that person is putting on an act and giving you a bunch of spiritual gobbledygook, or whether there's a demon giving you a bunch of spiritual gobbledygook, sort of like what came along from the serpent in Genesis chapter 3. Now, this is just to highlight one of the panels, and this is the near-death experience panel, and it's coming back from the other side. Well, what side would that be? Well, that would be the other side of death then, wouldn't it? Life after death. It says, here are amazing panelists who have had a near-death experience and how they integrated that experience in the ordinary world afterwards. Well, that sounds fairly harmless, I guess, until you look and listen to the little sound bites that you get here, the little teasers to get you to come to this panel at this New Age event. Anita Morajani is the New York Times bestselling author of the book Dying to Be Me and a world-renowned international speaker. Doctors had given her mere hours to live on the morning of February 2nd, 2006. Unable to move and in a deep coma caused by the cancer that had ravaged her body, Anita tells of entering another realm where she experienced great clarity and understanding of her life and purpose here on Earth. This awareness subsequently resulted in a remarkable and complete recovery of her health within weeks. While I'm not so familiar with her, I am familiar with the next gentleman, Daniel Brankley. He's very Antichrist. I mean, what I mean is I've heard him speak personally. He made it clear he hated the Bible and biblical Christianity. And, of course, not to be surprised at an event like this. And, of course, I don't say these things to try to provoke you to hate people or any of these people. You know, pray for these people. They are the blind leading the blind. Some of these people are perhaps just pure shams and only in it for the money and maybe a complete snake oil salesman. But some of them, I do believe, have had demonic experiences and have been deceived into believing what they believe. But in the meanwhile, are being used as vessels of vessels unto dishonor, if you will. And for those who have itching ears, will listen to them, buy their books, and be persuaded that there is no death, which, of course, God would disagree. You know, that there's actually physical death, there's spiritual death, which is the case of all of us until we're born again by the Spirit of God and receive Christ's gift of salvation. And then there's eternal death, where people are separated eternally from God. So God makes it clear that there's death. The devil would have you believe there's no death. He told Eve that God was basically lying, you know. You shall not surely die, he said. Well, Daniel Brinkley and these other folks would tell you the same thing, because they know, you see, because they've died and they've come back from the other side. I would recommend you not listen to them, and I would recommend you listen to God and His Word. I guess that goes without saying with this program. But anyway, Daniel Brinkley, and pray for him. As I say, I don't have any personal, I don't know the man. He needs Christ. And when I say he hates the Bible and Christians, I don't say that to say, oh, say, let's hate him then. You know, that's, of course, not what I'm saying. I'm just saying that this man is a wolf in sheep's clothing. He would, everybody talks about how sweet he was, and he was such a terrible person until he had these experiences, and now he's so sweet. Unless you're a Christian, a born-again Christian, or unless you believe in the Bible, then he might get a little nasty. But anyway, he's blind. He's spiritual blind, blinded. Daniel Brinkley is the New York Times best-selling author, Saved by the Light, At Peace in the Light, and Secrets of the Light. So there's all kinds of light here for somebody that's really that immersed in darkness. This amazing trilogy chronicles his three unprecedented near-death experiences. Daniel has appeared on every major national television and radio show as a popular guest. You talk about you know, people having itching ears. How many people has he reached with his message if he's been on every major national television and radio show? And he's, for over 35 years, he's been captivating audiences worldwide with his humor and his simple message, life is eternal, there is no such thing as death. Okay, well, you can just hear the hissing of the serpent there in the background, can't you? And then we have two more. Kimberly Meredith is a medical intuitive, trance channeler, psychic surgeon. Remember, I've mentioned in the past, Johanna Michelson worked with a psychic surgeon, and I guarantee you, she will tell you what's behind psychic surgeons and psychic surgery, that it is not God. The results, the healings, whatever may happen, the false healings, the demonic healings that happen are not from God. The psychic person that goes into the trance and some spirit or being that works and heals through that person, it's not of God. Johanna Michelson's book, The Beautiful Side of Evil, tells about her experiences not only with that, but with visualization and the Silva mind control and how God delivered her from destruction. This lady, Kimberly Meredith, she's a hands-on healer and spiritual teacher. Kimberly channels messages through her eyes, blinking codes, as a tool of communication from God, Mother Mary, ascended masters, and angels. Well, I guess God's not enough. She, you know, she's got God talking to her, but, you know, she's got Mother Mary and the ascended masters, of course, and angels. So after her near-death experience, she underwent numerous tests, and I won't read any more. Dr. Linda Backman has been featured on Dr. Oz, Gaia TV, and Coast to Coast AM, that's George Norrie's program, and is an expert regression therapist psychologist with 40 years of private practice experience. Regression therapy is where someone hypnotizes you and regresses you back to through your life into various earlier ages, supposedly, and in of course, in many cases, you end up to a place to where a spirit pops out of you and starts speaking in a different dialect or a different language, whatever, and starts telling things about your previous lives. And of course, this has been, people have attempted to try to prove reincarnation through this practice of regression therapy, a regression hypnosis. But let's just stick with what God says, that it's appointed unto men and women, it's appointed unto men once to die, and after that, the judgment. You die once. There is no reincarnation. I don't even believe now anybody gets raised from the dead, except for when Christ comes, and the dead in Christ shall rise, and all of that, because, you know, it's appointed unto men once to die, and the next thing to look forward to is either the judgment seat of Christ or the white throne judgment of God for unbelievers who are going to face the wrath of God for having rejected the gospel and Christ's sacrifice on the cross for us. Linda is the author of Bringing Your Soul to Light, The Evolving Soul and Souls on Earth, regularly teaching worldwide at the Raven Heart Center. Now, okay, I have a couple more here. Okay, Casey and Brad Wallace in the ever-passionate Highlight Energy Group from the other side named Julius. Okay, so this is a group of people that they're in touch with, and this group from the other side, in other words, from the other side of death, are captivating and empowering growing audiences from every walk of life and from all over the world. Together, this extraordinary trio, and that is Casey, Brad, and Julius, who is a... Wait a minute. Maybe it's Casey and Brad, and Julius is the demon, you know, naming himself Julius. Maybe Julius is not a light energy group of spirits. I may have misread it. Either way, I don't know that it matters a whole lot. The point is that together, this extraordinary trio is gently awakening us from our earthly slumber and widening our awareness of how and why the illusion of this realm purposely shadows the knowing of our authentic essence as source and the full understanding of ourselves as masters. There's some spiritual gobbledygook for you. Now, J.C. Gordon is an international speaker, author, and founder of the Grail Academy of Higher Consciousness, 1996. A chainsaw kicked back and sliced his throat wide open. During his near-death experience, he remembers with great clarity being guided to the source of life and downloaded with its great thought and consciousness perspective as to why life is. I made a note. Cool. He didn't even have to read that old boring Bible. You know, he just had all this truth just poured right down into him. I guess I shouldn't be facetious. The man went through, obviously, a very traumatic experience. But much more traumatic is the fact that he has been deceived. If all this is true, or that he believes is true, you need to pray for J.C. Gordon and all of these individuals that I've mentioned to you today, as they are greatly deceived and are deceiving others who want to believe there's no death, who want to believe that they can reject Christ, who is the way to escape death, by just saying there is no death. Death is an illusion, etc. So, anyway, this is really, I'll close my, I won't close the program, but I will close out this event, the Conscious Life Expo, and we'll move to the next current event, which sounds similar. It's called the Conscious Business World Summit, Bringing Real Transformation to Business. Now, as I say, this is similar to the Conscious Life Expo, but with emphasis on business. And when I say it's similar to the Conscious Life Expo, I have no reason to believe that these two groups are associated in any other way other than by the demons that drive them to the deceptions that they're disseminating. In other words, I don't know that they are part of the same group, or, you know what I'm trying to say. They use that same term. You know, that seems to be the trendy term, doesn't it? Conscious Life Expo or Conscious Business World Summit. And in fact, the individuals involved with this are not the same individuals as that were involved in the other expo that I mentioned. But as you will see, they share, of course, the same New Age type background. this information was associated with FIONS, and this is the Friends of the Institute of Noetic Sciences. Now, it was also associated with something called Unity Earth, the Convergence magazine, which on the cover of one of the magazines, it says Waking Up and Growing Up. And the Institute of Noetic Sciences, of course, is headed up, or has been in the past. I don't know if he's retired from it, or if he is even still alive. I think he is. But astronaut Edgar Mitchell, whose name will ring a bell with some of you old timers like myself. Anyway, this is how I found out about it through notifications on the internet from some of these groups. All of these particular groups. It says the Conscious Business World Summit is offered by the Conscious Business Synergy Circle, a joint project of members of Humanity's Team, the Evolutionary Leaders Circle, and Unity Earth. As I say, there seems to be an association with the Institute of Noetic Sciences, which I am going to spend some time with because of the name of Edgar Mitchell. And a very noteworthy name, of course, as he walked on the moon. It would be considered American hero, of course, because he was in the astronaut. He was an astronaut in the program, etc. Now, I have something here, which is the new FIONS board and circle. And I'm not going to mention any of these names because I'm not familiar with any of these names, actually. And so I think there's a good chance many of you probably aren't familiar with these names. I was much more familiar, of course, with the names of the Conscious Life Expo, a lot of those people. But the reason why I am referencing this page is there's a quote at the bottom of the page from astronaut and Institute of Noetic Science founder Edgar D. Mitchell. He said, "You develop an instant global consciousness, a people orientation, an intense dissatisfaction with the state of the world, and a compulsion to do something about it. From out there on the moon, international politics look so petty." Well, in a lot of ways, international politics look petty, regardless of what planet or moon you're on, I guess I could say. Especially nowadays, it seems worse than ever, but... But you see, from his planetary or moon perspective, him making that comment. But the interesting thing about Edgar Mitchell is he went on a spiritual quest and wrote about it in a book called The Way of the Explorer, an Apollo astronaut's journey through the material and mystical worlds. And I wanted to spend some time with that before I get into the Conscious Business World Summit and all of that. I wanted to spend some time concerning Edgar Mitchell because it's a fascinating story. I've heard Edgar Mitchell speak personally at the UFO Congress in Nevada. The name escapes me of the small town there. It's a casino town in the middle of nowhere. But I went to that also many times, as I did to the New Age Conference in L.A. And it was called the International UFO Congress. And there were many speakers, and I went there many years. And astronaut Edgar Mitchell was there one year. So very fascinating individual, probably unknown to a lot of people. He came from a Southern Baptist family, a Southern Baptist background. And I want to tell you that his journey through the material and mystical world did not deposit him in a Southern Baptist church somewhere as a professing Christian, okay? It took him far, far away, far, far away to a spiritual galaxy, far, far away. I don't know. There's a joke in there somewhere. Sort that out. it is sad. Pray for Edgar Mitchell. His mother was a Southern Baptist, and I will be talking about that. I talked about a reference to Johanna Michael and psychic healing and all of that. And so anyway, I'm running out of time, so I guess this will be a good place to stop. And then we'll look at The Way of the Explorer, Dr. Edgar Mitchell's book, before we go on and look at another one of the building blocks, as I refer to it, towards a one-world religion, and that is this Conscious Business World Summit, which is the fifth current event that I have chose to bring to your attention. So God bless you all. I thank you for sitting in with me tonight, and I hope you'll join me next week.